W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York. An hour to go until the polls open in Georgia's high-stakes Senate runoff. The incumbent, Democrat Raphael Warnock, is hoping to expand his party's 50-seat majority.
We've had incredible turnout during the early vote period, but do not rest on the strength of that.
His Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, hoping to gain an edge with high turnout today.
I'm telling you again, vote, 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 flood the polls.
CBS's Skylar Henry is in Atlanta.
Georgia election officials say more than a quarter of active voters in the state have already cast ballots in early voting. But there are concerns about turnout because of heavy rain in the forecast.
Investigators believe power outages that have plunged Moore County, North Carolina into darkness were the work of vandals who shot up two Duke Energy substations over the weekend. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The question is it an act of deliberate malfeasance or otherwise? Early evidence suggests that it was deliberate, and the investigation is underway.
Power still out to tens of thousands of people. School will be closed for a second day. Moscow is blaming Ukraine for drone strikes at two air bases deep inside Russia. One of the airfields there houses bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. And the governor of Russia's southern Kursk region, which borders Ukraine, is blaming a drone attack for a fire that broke out in an airport there today. All of those warnings about COVID, flu, and RSV are beginning to materialize. CBS's Alex Tin.
In a briefing with reporters, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned the agency is now tracking an expected but worrisome increase in COVID hospitalizations, now accelerating around the country in the wake of Thanksgiving, combined with an early and worrisome rise in flu hospitalizations.
A toast to Rebecca Howe.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Kirstie Alley, who won an Emmy for her role on Cheers, has died.
I think I'm beginning to see you in a whole new light. You have a really weird face.
She won another Emmy for the miniseries David's Mother. Her family says Alley died after a short battle with cancer. She was 71. And having an extramarital affair or sex in Indonesia can now land you in jail for a year. Andreas Harsono at Human Rights Watch.
The danger of oppressive laws like this, it's not that they will be broadly applied. It is that they provide avenue for selective enforcement.
S&P futures up too. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
AUK 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information. Good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense for this Tuesday, December 6th. Another beautiful day up here on Lake Wasota, and it's nice to have you along. Coming up this morning, a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice sounds a warning about how conservatives are trying to allow state legislatures around the country to overrule their own state constitutions. What a mess that would make of things in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Georgia's holding its U.S. Senate election today, and it offers a reminder of the benefits of early voting and making voting more convenient to all qualified voters, and how Republicans might have really shot themselves in the foot on that issue because they had to change course just for one person. Also, there's a new report out on just how much outside election spending came into Wisconsin and flooded the airwaves over the past few months. And we also get a reminder that freedom to farm does not equal freedom to pollute everyone else's groundwater. So be careful with those mega corporate farms with something like 8,000 cows. That's not just a factory farm, that's a factory. And again, it doesn't take much to cause big problems. If you want to reach us, our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And we'd love to hear from you at 715-388-7155. We'll take your calls a little later on in the hour. And Aaron Zummers is in the producer chair this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing this morning?
I am probably still showing the signs of whatever this kind of sort of head cold thing is. And I mean, is there anything more annoying than knowing that you've got a little bit of something, but not enough for you to say, you know, to people, oh, I'm sick or I'm under the weather or I'm what? It's just, you know, you're a couple of degrees off normal.
Yeah, and it's very annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not full blown sick, but you don't sound like yourself. You don't feel like yourself. Somewhere in the middle of the night, you know, my sinuses just said, you know, right about now, you're going to need a half a box of Kleenex. And then we're fine after that. But, you know, and we'll give you just enough of a little scratch that you're going to have to sip some coffee in the middle of a sentence and make the listeners go, is he there? Is he not there? But again, things could always be a lot worse. We were talking about flu shots the other day. My wife and I are very faithful about that, have been for 20 years, it feels like. But there are years where the flu shot does not, you know, match up properly. It's kind of a guessing game as far as what strain is going to be dominant. And some years they're off. And we were reminiscing, if that's the right word for it, that in both 2017 and 2018, the flu shots were not a good match. And so we both caught terrible, terrible cases of the flu and don't wish to repeat that. So we continue to be vaccinated, but, you know, still trying to recover from things. I am, however, looking forward to this weekend. There will be a Civic Media confab. I believe we're doing a full-blown holiday party, and I did not ask Aaron if you were going to be part of the festivities or not.
I will be part of the festivities. It sounds like it's going to be a fun time, you know, just staying at a hotel, going and seeing a comedy show. I think that's the main stuff.
I think that's going to be great because you've got, you know, people like me scattered, you know, around the state. Others are in, you know, the Waukesha area. Plus, we've added the stations in other parts of Wisconsin. So it'll be good to gather everybody together. So I'm trying to get better by then so that, you know, we don't want to turn the radio station into a petri dish, you know, because there's no backup plan. If Aaron goes down sick, there's no plan B. There's nobody ready to sitting in the station at, you know, 6:01 ready to help us do this. So
we can just make Luke come in earlier and do even more.
I don't have an issue with that. I feel like he could always work a little bit harder, you know, not that he doesn't work hard. He's just young. He's young and strong and capable and really appreciates my saying that he's our first choice of sacrificial lamb if need be.
Yeah, definitely. Hey,
we have to wonder what happens with the Packers next, because while we were happy to talk about the win over the Bears on Monday, looking back at Sunday's game, we should have also noted that the Vikings won, and as a result, the Packers are now eliminated from any chance of postseason contention. It was a really long shot anyway, but now with the Packers eliminated, what do you do with Aaron Rodgers? You know, is he banged up enough to the point where you give him a bit more of a rest? He's going to say no. What are the coaches going to decide? What are they going to do? You know, will they let him back in now, but at the first sign of any trouble, they kind of set him out for the rest of the season? Now, they got 2 weeks to figure it out because this is the bye week. So, you know, Rodgers got plenty of time to heal. And then their next game is a Monday night football game just under 2 weeks from now against the Los Angeles Rams. So we get 2 weeks of Aaron Rodgers speculation, which, you know, some people live for, others not so much. The Bucs were on the road in Florida last night. Giannis scored 5 of his 34 points in the final 2 minutes to help the Bucs hold off a late Orlando rally to win 109-102 over the Magic. Bobby Portis added 18 points and 10 rebounds for the Bucks. Drew Holiday added 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists. And so the Bucks travel back to Milwaukee, and they will host Sacramento tomorrow. And as we've mentioned before, the NCAA volleyball tournament's going on. And, oh, you know what? I don't have the full schedule in front of me because we haven't mentioned Marquette yet. I know the Badgers are playing Thursday, but let me get the full schedule on that, and we'll run down who's competing yet in the Sweet 16, which kicks off here in just a bit. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what a former state Supreme Court justice said about an interesting theory that Republicans are pushing about legislatures trampling their state constitutions. This is Up North News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 39 today under cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 29. High temperatures reach up to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
We'll talk about one way to fight the power in just a minute here. First, a reminder, as you probably heard in the weather forecast, we are going to be above and below the freezing mark multiple times over the week. And so don't get too cocky out there on the roads. Things will seem wet for a time, and then they're going to get slick again, and then they're going to melt for a time. So please be careful out there. We want you to stay safe all the way through the holiday season here and, you know, not hurt anybody else in the process as well. All right, we have heard so much the past 2 years about something called CRT, critical race theory, this legal theory that's taught in law schools that conservatives say is actually being used to indoctrinate kindergartners and things like that. And as always with the right wing, it's about projection. If they're spouting off about some kind of a theory that's controversial and needs to be opposed, there's a chance that they're the ones about to do it, and they are the ones about to do it before the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow. A different kind of theory called ISL, the Independent State Legislature Theory. I'm going to talk about that right after reminding you that the phone numbers are here in case you want to talk about this topic later in this segment or something else. 715-388-7155. And I've been horribly remiss to note that our main switchboard number that you can use for all of our shows also still works here on Up North News Radio. And that, of course, is 844-967-2789. All right. What is independent state legislature theory? Well, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear this theory, which I guess I would best describe as an authoritarian doctrine. It's one that says that a legislature doesn't have to abide by the state constitution or the will of the people, even though the legislature is elected by the people and is governed by the state constitution, to which members of the legislature take an oath. The only way that this theory would make any sense is through a laughably narrow and overtly literal reading of the Constitution, the part that says a legislature sets state election rules. And some people are taking that language to mean that, oh, so the legislature has all the power about elections, and nothing that is said in the Constitution or nothing that is said by their state Supreme Courts, none of that matters because the U.S. Constitution says state legislatures set up state elections. Well, that is to be so literal as to say, well, yeah, the legislature is charged with passing legislation, and so therefore, you know, the governor can't veto anything and the state Supreme Court can't overrule anything. It's a language of convenience, Aaron.
Yeah, I think my favorite part is with this language of convenience, choosing to focus in on one word and take it so literally. And yet we have things like gun rights where they choose to ignore the part about a well-regulated militia because it's more convenient.
Exactly. It's this
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California, choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana, the storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina, I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And in some cases, even though, you know, we have a court that's divided, some cases have reversed some of the things the legislature has done, and some of have affirmed it. But not to have that reviewability would give the more power to the legislature, and I have no doubt that they would take it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. So she was then asked about, you know, the composition of the court. And I think it's interesting that there is a difference of opinion as far as who is the swing judge in this. It seems fairly clear from past cases and past legal arguments and just all sorts of characteristics about these folks that Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch would pull the pin on this grenade in a heartbeat. What's not as clear is John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is he the swing vote, or is he likely to go along with this? And Amy Coney Barrett turns out to be the swing justice in this. I mean, either way, there's no way to say that this can't happen, because we don't know with any certainty what Amy Coney Barrett and Chief Justice John Roberts would say. But we know what the argument would be. And the argument would be about this attack on checks and balances. And here's what former Justice Jeanine Gieske said about that.
In our state, we elect an independent judiciary to be a check and balance on our governor and on the legislature. It would take that check and balance away. And the only attack would be through a federal court if a federal court would take it. So it really does take that independent review by the state, consistent with the state constitution, of whether this was a lawful gerrymandered or whether it's a lawful rule. And I think we've seen how important that is over the last several elections, where people are arguing about whether elections are valid or invalid and how you count votes and things. And I think not to have reviewability in the state is very dangerous.
And that is putting it mildly, because that's exactly what you're doing, is you're removing reviewability. You're removing checks and balances, which is truly the foundation of our government, along with the Constitution. And you already have Donald Trump saying that the Constitution should be terminated to reinstall him as president. And by the way, I noticed this morning, apparently he's backtracking and says he never said that. He had a post on his tiny social media network typed out with his tiny hands that says he did not say that. Why would anybody think that? It's in writing. It's in writing.
It's right there. Like you can look at it.
It's like, honestly, it's like marking a hurricane map with a Sharpie and saying, I didn't do that. I don't know where that came from. I mean, you have to have such, I don't know, a disconnect and such a lack of faith in one man to believe that, you know, oh yeah, he's just being, you know, misinterpreted. No, He said what he said. So they're either trashing the Constitution or coddling somebody who is, or in this case, they're cherry picking it. Now, the petitioners in this particular case, which comes, by the way, out of North Carolina, it was the North Carolina State Supreme Court that ruled that their legislature, known as the General Assembly, had drawn maps that were so ridiculously gerrymandered as to not be legal. And now there are people claiming that, well, the state Supreme Court doesn't have the standing to call something unconstitutional by the legislature when it comes to election law, because the Constitution says that elections are set up by the legislature and that they can't be second-guessed by state courts. But, and I'm reading this from a Vox article now about it, even if you accept the strongest version of independent state legislature theory, that is, even if you believe that the legislature has unchecked authority to decide how congressional districts are drawn, the people bringing the case should still lose it because it was the legislature that passed a law that explicitly authorizes state courts to hear lawsuits about redistricting. So you want to say that the legislature is so independent that the state Supreme Court can't tell it what to do about election law. But in this case, the legislature wrote election law to specifically say that state courts can hear lawsuits about redistricting. So in this particular case, which is specifically about these North Carolina maps, there is no sane interpretation of the law that would accept a ruling that independent state legislature theory is real and applies to it. And again, in any other case, we would say this is going to get laughed out. But the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court accepted this case, is going to hear it tomorrow, and then reach some kind of a decision, again, based on what this court has done already, should absolutely concern everybody, because it would be such a full frontal attack on democracy. And if you don't believe me, just look at the Wisconsin legislature and our Wisconsin congressional delegation, for that matter. I mean, there are a couple of members of the congressional delegation who were longtime members of the state legislature. There was Scott Fitzgerald, who was the state Senate majority leader for a long time. Now he's in Congress. But during that time, he facilitated the meeting of fake electors who were part of Trump's plot to overturn the election. You have Tom Tiffany, who'd been in the legislature prior to Congress, who signed on to a lawsuit out of Texas supporting the effort to overturn Wisconsin's presidential votes. I can't say that nearly enough, that Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald would have been perfectly okay if Congress had thrown out every Wisconsin voter's vote in the 2020 presidential election. You know, at Up North News, we did an editorial about that, saying that Tiffany should resign or be expelled from Congress for what was essentially treasonous behavior. And yet now he is in Congress watching a Supreme Court that could be on the verge of giving that legislature unchecked power to stage their own coup on a state-by-state basis. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is Up North News Radio.
You are
from Lake Wazeecha and beyond. Your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Or 715-388-7155 are the phone numbers here over at upnorthnewswi.com, our main website for Up North News. We've got a couple of holiday features that are going up, including one about the biggest snowstorms in Wisconsin history. Also 12 Wisconsin ornaments to hang on your tree this year. There's a couple of Wisconsin quizzes. And then there's the story that I put up yesterday based on the interview you heard here yesterday with Paul Hamilton out of St. Croix County about how conservatives there want the county to reaffirm their constitutional oath, but, you know, just the part about the guns. It's all part of a political system in this country that, again, has been put so out of whack because of the amount of influence we've given to big dollar donations. It's something that's been in the works for about 50 years now and has built to the point where, once again, there was a record amount of spending by outside groups in Wisconsin in the 2022 elections. Now, we noted at Up North News at least a year ago, I think, about one of the outside groups, one of the first outside groups that was spending money, against Senator Ron Johnson to educate people about his record and what he says and does. And so in this particular case, it was, the first major outside spending came from the left. But of course, there was no shortage of cash coming from the right side of the spectrum as well. And so a report was issued yesterday by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, noting that spending by special interest groups for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and treasurer shattered the old record by 50%. The old record was about $62 million 4 years ago for the midterm fall races. This year, $93 million spent in Wisconsin by outside groups. That spending was 154% higher than in 2014, and nearly five times higher than what was spent on 2010. I mean, if you just look at a chart, it's exponential when you look at how much the outside spending has grown. And again, those are the statewide races for state offices. It doesn't include, that's a different pot of money altogether. Now, of that $92 million that came in from outside on the main state races, as you can imagine, about $80 million of it, the vast majority of it, was spent on the governor's race. And there were six dozen different special interest groups that spent money in the state to either praise candidates or smear them. Let's see, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign report says that to benefit Republicans, 35 different groups spent about $48 million. And to benefit Democrats, 36 groups spent about $44 million. So, roughly the same number of groups and almost the same dollar amount in each case, a little bit more dollars spent by Republican groups. Now, the way that outside groups spend this is either by what's called express advocacy, where they say vote for or vote against somebody. And that part you understand, vote for this person, vote against this person. It's very clear. But the other category are these things called issue ads. And they are as phony as a $3 bill. And I was a TV reporter in 1996, I believe it was, when the decision was made that, issue ad spending couldn't be regulated, that as long as they don't use the magic words vote for or vote against somebody, then they were just talking about an issue. These are the ones that say, call Governor Evers and tell him, or call State Senator so-and-so and tell her. It doesn't say vote for, vote against. It's usually call somebody and tell them. Tell me that's not a campaign ad, because I won't believe you. But those are called issue ads, and the spending comes in pretty heavy on that. Express advocacy groups must report their spending to the state. The phony issue ad groups, which can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money on elections, do not have to report their spending because of those past federal court decisions and really weak campaign finance laws. These are the groups that smear or praise candidates, but without explicitly telling voters who to vote for or against. They'll just say something like, Mandela Barnes, he's different. Top spending groups included the Democratic Governors Association, which spent $20 million. The Republican Governors Association spent $15 million. I will admit to being very encouraged, shall I say, to see that the DGA spent $20 million and the RGA $15 million. Why am I happy that an outside Democratic group spent 33% more than the Republicans? Because why should anybody unilaterally disarm I mean, this is the rule book that we have right now. And I, of course, remember 2010 very well. And the RGA, the Republican Governors Association, man, they came in so hard on Tom Barrett and in helping Scott Walker back then. I mean, those RGA ads were everywhere. They all centered around this bartender guy. And you know, who can you trust if you can't trust a Wisconsin bartender? Talking all about, you know, Tom Barrett being too extreme or whatever the case may be. So for the DGA to take Wisconsin seriously and come in on behalf of Tony Evers and to, you know, go on the attack against Tim Michaels, again, at least it underscores for all of the, you know, caterwauling that I and others do about national Democrats and whether they take Wisconsin seriously enough, at least in this case, they did. There was another progressive group, A Better Wisconsin Together, that spent just about $7 million in express advocacy, as well as issue ads. They spent money on television and digital advertising in 23 different legislative races to support Democratic candidates, as well as supporting Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. You had the right-wing group, Americans for Prosperity, that spent $6.5 million. And theirs were on several different electioneering activities, canvassing, mailings, door hangers, digital ads, radio ads, to support Tim Michaels, to support one of the attorney general candidates, Adam Jarko, who got defeated in the primary, and Republicans in 19 different legislative races. And then there's our friends at the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, the big business group that is essentially the shadow Republican Party of Wisconsin, which spent $4.5 million using both issue ads and express advocacy communications. Most of their issue ad spending was for TV ads that backed Republicans and smeared Democrats in the governor's race and in two legislative races. The governor's race ads attacked Evers on education and crime and tax issues. They blamed Evers for inflation because, yeah, Tony Evers was responsible for a global economic phenomenon. Earlier in the year, WMC spent $25,000 in digital ads to support Rebecca Clefish in the Republican primary. And Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, which you will find at wisdc.org. Again, wisdc for Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.org. It's the top article on their website, as you can imagine right now, and has a very lengthy table that lists all of these various groups. Here's one called Wisconsin Rhino Hunters. And then there's others that Wisconsin Alliance for Reform. Okay, I follow politics very closely. I don't know which group that is. Wisconsin Alliance for Reform. Are they from the left or are they from the right? Don't know. Badger Values PAC, Jobs First Coalition Political Fund. Let's see. I know For Our Future is from the progressive side, but only, again, because I follow this kind of stuff. I wouldn't know otherwise. Let's see. I've heard of the Lincoln Project. I know that one. Here's an interesting one. Speak Free or Die. Make Liberty Win. The New Prosperity Foundation. And in all of these, it doesn't say in this particular chart if they come primarily from the left or right. And so even in this report about outside spending, it's tough for somebody to know, you know, who are these people? Who are they? Where are they based? Because they're all outside groups, even if they, you know, have Wisconsin in their name, they're bringing in money from out of state. It is so indicative of a process that is broken, just not working for anybody. And yet we're not going to be able to fix that until we have a Supreme Court that will take this seriously and a Congress that will take this seriously. So you have to do two things at once. You have to advocate for reform. You have to back those who say they will work for reform, but they can't get elected to reform under these rules unless you step up and help them get elected with the rules that we have right now. Let's see, I have to change the name of this. John Stewart famously referred to something called, he called it BS Mountain, and you know what the BS stands for. I'm going to call it Manure Mountain, shall we? Because all of this political spending and all of the gamesmanship and turning electoral politics into sports really is a big pile of manure. But as John Stewart notes, and as I've noted at the state level, you know, everybody hates climbing up Manure Mountain. But if you get to the top of Manure Mountain, the view isn't so bad. And then it's less incumbent upon you to want to tear that mountain down because you're up there at the top. So it's going to take somebody, it's going to take multiple people who are serious about getting to the top of Manure Mountain and then saying, let's blow this thing up. Now, if you're laughing, chuckling, if you're cynical, you're saying that'll never happen. That's why I don't like to get involved in this kind of stuff. All I can say is then that's what you're going to be stuck with. The only way to make any change in a game that's rigged is to get in the game and work your heart out to win it and then change the rules. There's virtually no other way short of blowing up the whole system, which I know some people would say, well, how bad is that? Well, as we learned on January 6th, it can be really bad. And we should not be advocating for something like that. We need people. It just makes me laugh, taking me back to my legislative days when I and one of the freshmen advocated that we wanted to run in 2010 on a reform platform. We wanted to advocate for nonpartisan redistricting. And we were told by a certain senior member at the time, no, we're going to win in 2010, and then we're going to redistrict. Well, that didn't work out so well, did it? Republicans won, and they redistricted in a way that, you know, thanks to a political state Supreme Court and a political U.S. Supreme Court, they were able to lock in those rigged maps. They were able to continue loosening the rules on corporate spending and building up their advantages. The only way to overcome that is to continue to communicate with voters, those who either are not necessarily plugged into these issues, even more importantly, those who are but tend to lean Republican, and have them come to understand how this system is no longer working for them, and that the people they've been voting for have never really had their best interest at heart. It's part of why people are getting so worked up about what Trump said about terminating the Constitution, because you know what that means. A few more people who voted for Trump are now saying, you know, that's stupid, and I'm done with this guy. And that's how you do this. You keep building it a little bit at a time, like I hope we did in this segment just now. Take a break. Time for This Day in History. Some music, all coming up after the break. This is Up North News Radio.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Cover in Wisconsin.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This play. You should turn your radio up right now. I don't care how much coffee you have or wish you had. Just go ahead and turn the radio up for a few seconds. I'll be here when you get back. On this day in music history, this day in 1969, Whole Lotta Love gave Led Zeppelin their first hit on the U.S. singles chart. Whole Lotta Love topped out at number 4. Now we go crazy soft and crazy loud. Let's start with crazy soft. On this day in 1975, Paul Simon rose to number 1 on the album chart with Still Crazy After All These Years, his first number 1 solo album after the Simon and Garfunkel breakup.
And we talked about some old times and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy.
Well, that's one way to be crazy is, you know, nice and mellow with just a little Hammond keyboard there. Or you could go Ozzy Osbourne crazy like this. This would have been the 66th birthday for Randy Rhoads, guitarist with Ozzy Osbourne. Sadly, he died at the age of 26 in a plane crash 40 years ago in 1982. But Randy Rhoads helped write that song Crazy Train for Ozzy Osbourne, and he was born on this day in 1956. A little later, we will hear Take Five from Dave Brubeck, who was born on this day in 1920. He died one day before his 92nd birthday when he died 10 years ago. Also on this day in history, Congress moved from New York to Philadelphia on December 6th, 1790. And the Congress held their meetings in Philly for 10 years until 1800, when the District of Columbia was ready to serve as the nation's capital. On this day in 1917, Finland became an independent country, declaring its independence from Russia, at least for now, Vladimir Putin says. And on this day in 1999, if you're of a certain age, you remember this was a milestone date because it's when the Recording Industry Association sued Napster, the file sharing service, because of the way that people were, you know, using the internet, which was fairly new to most of us at the time, and had discovered how to share song files with one another so that we didn't have to go to the record store and buy records. Well, eventually, the RIAA was able to be victorious. Napster eventually went away. At that point, digital music had already taken off through things like iTunes and whatnot. On this day in 2008, Beyonce hit number 1 on the U.S. album chart with her third studio album, I Am Sasha Fierce. This is Halo. It continued to trend from her first two releases, which also went to number 1 on the U.S. album chart. And there is one birthday of note today. Little fella, nice young man named Giannis Antetokounmpo. He is 28 years old today, so hopefully he'll get a few birthday song serenades tomorrow when he plays against Sacramento.
I will say little is probably not the word most people would use.
No. Nice little, you know, he was at one point until he was, what,
probably,
maybe 5 years
old? He probably was.
I will say about Giannis, and again, I always say I'm not, you know, the world's biggest NBA fan. I got nothing against it. I just don't watch it regularly. And I stumbled upon that first Sports Illustrated cover story about Giannis. Oh my gosh, was that 10 years ago now? And it was in a Sports Illustrated that was sitting in my barbershop. I've been going to the same barbershop for 25 years now. And it's funny, the barber and I, we joke about, you know, we both had little kids at the time, and now, you know, we both have grandkids and both talking about retirement. And I still have the same haircut as I did back then. It's just, you know, the hair's not as dark as it used to be. Anyway, it was there waiting for a haircut one day that I saw somebody in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform on the cover, which seemed really odd, given that the Milwaukee Bucks hadn't amounted to a hill of beans in a long time. And I went through that whole, I couldn't put it down. It was such a good article about, again, I'm old enough now that I can use this term, such a nice young man, just a good guy. And I remember thinking to myself, well, I still probably won't watch a lot of basketball, but I like this guy. I'm gonna, you know, kind of personally root for him. And I mean, look how far he's come in all these years. And all these years, he's still just 28 years old, and you know, still has the world on a string. But it didn't happen by accident. It was through all kinds of hard work that enabled him to do that. And so I, again, really want to tip my cap to Giannis and wish him a happy birthday and wish the team well.
Yeah, I saw when I was looking for these things, and I saw, or looking for the history for today, and I saw that it was his birthday, and I saw the year. I'm like, he's younger than my older sister, mm-hmm. which is very weird to me.
There is always this rite of passage that they don't tell you about in growing up. You know, they tell you about, oh, you're going to have to shave, or your voice changes, or whatever. They don't tell you about the part where at some point you look at somebody you admire on a sports team and realize you're now older than them. You always used to be younger than your favorite sports players, and pretty soon they're younger than you. And I'll tell you what, pretty soon comes the time where you go, wait a minute, they're the same age as my kids. Why aren't my kids making tens of millions of dollars in professional sports? And then I remember I had absolutely no desire to take my kids from tournament to tournament and use up every waking moment of the weekends. But some people did. And that's how they got those athletes who seem to be getting younger all the time. It is weird to scroll through, like you said, when we look through the history sections, and I'm used to looking at birthdays of people born, you know, baby boomers, 40s, 50s, and then you got me in the 60s. Now I'm reading, you know, Giannis, 1994, for goodness sakes. That to me is borderline insane. But again, you know, the world keeps spinning, and we just have to admire the gifts that were given along the way. Hey, quick reminder, day after tomorrow, Thursday morning at 7:30, our friend Dr. Kristen Lyerly will begin a weekly health segment. Not so much about, you know, I've got an itch that won't go away, but more about the healthcare system, because it's complex. And there are a lot of public health issues about clean water, like we're going to talk about in our next hour, you know, with mega farms, and all sorts of other things that, you know, Kristen wants to talk about on a weekly basis, especially those areas where your healthcare is affected by the decisions that politicians make. And so if you have questions or topic ideas, we want you to send them to us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, or give us a call on Thursday, again, at 715-388-7155. And our question of the week on the Up North News Facebook page says, do you think Donald Trump will still become the 2024 Republican nominee despite his past, shall we?
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever.
whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide
Prevention. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.